I'm going to put a stop to it right there because my my rhythm and blues are off a bit. It's Tuesday, January the 21st, 2025, Boblimpdoc. It's Tuesday. It's right around 5 p.m. on the Olympic Peninsula. And the first story deals with Ross Ulbricht, that Donald Trump signed a pardon and freed Ross. And I'm going to tell you something, because I don't want to go into a lot of detail. I've discussed this issue before. I've discussed Ross before. I will say I don't know who or what he is. I'm pretty certain crypto is mostly grifter bullshit. Almost all of it. And it attracts a lot of grifters. And the idea of Ross being freed at the same time that all this other stuff's happening around crypto, it's not really accidental. It's totally on purpose. And you could, if you wanted to, settle for a base case. It's the last big pump and dump. You could, if you wanted to. I think it's way fucking worse. It has it has felt as if, ever since January 2020, that at some point, all of this nonsense would stop working. And at some point, whatever the hell they were covering up, if it was a fuzzy event, well, it would reveal itself in a way that couldn't be hidden. And just as a reminder, a fuzzy event is an event that happens within a probability window. Lots of things are fuzzy events. Volcanic eruptions are fuzzy events. Earthquakes are fuzzy events. Tornadoes are kind of fuzzy. I mean, yeah, the window can be 5 to 10 minutes, but there's a lot of chaos in that window in terms of time and location. Many things are fuzzy events. A giant caldera volcano going off could be an extinction level event if it is a big enough super volcano. But predicting when a super volcano is going to cook off, well, gee, that's not so easy. We don't really know how to do that yet because the number of variables involved is huge. There are many fuzzy events. Collapse of the Arctic permafrost is a fuzzy event. It has tipping points. Once you cross the tipping point, it is not immediately obvious that you're in a lot of fucking trouble. And at first, the function not only seems linear, it seems incremental. And then it starts becoming obvious that it's not incremental. And then it gets really fucking obvious that it's not linear. So lots of things are a fuzzy event. And I don't know what they're covering up. Frankly, total economic collapse is a kind of fuzzy event. So if they guesstimated, which was my assumption back in 2021, and again, I didn't really come to this conclusion until 2021, but if they estimated that the window is 5 years and it started in either late 2019 or early 2020, then yeah, the window would be up and that would be their certainty window. I know I sound crazy. I also don't give a fuck. I am telling you, I am taking a stand on this. I don't care how much ridicule I suffer. Whether Ross Ulbricht is a legitimate person or not, I have no idea. He could be 100% real, and yet still, the crypto thing could be bullshit. It really could. He could be a real dude, and crypto could be bullshit. He also could be fake. Because I have no way of verifying a person named Ross Ulbricht. I can read an article online, I can see a video, I could go on Twitter, and let me tell you, I know that Gaslight trash app pretty well. I could go on fucking Zero Hedge and go into the comments and talk to people. But I have no fucking way of verifying the existence of a Ross Ulbricht, or that he was in jail or not. That's my level of trust when it comes to the news. But even if I assume he's real, and even if I assume he was an innocent man tossed in jail, it doesn't really prove, and I don't know how to put this, it doesn't prove that crypto's legit. And frankly, he could still be a kind of useful idiot, a pawn. Lots of very intelligent people get taken advantage of, my friends. It happens all the time, especially when it comes to money. Money attracts people. Why? Because it gives you power. Even good people are attracted to money because a lot of good people who have big visions of the good they want to do, well, they realize you need a shit ton of money. So money attracts people because power attracts people. Now, I don't know Ross Ulbricht. He could be an innocent man. And, you know, God bless if an innocent man is free. But that event further sheep dips crypto as legitimate. That event makes crypto, in some ways, this event is for crypto, what the quote-unquote assassination was last July for Trump. In so many ways, it's exactly the same thing. In fact, if crypto doesn't get a giant boost out of this, then that just means that, yeah, the clock's running out. But my guess is this kind of bullshit could get you to 200K. That's $200,000 of Bitcoin. Maybe by close of business tomorrow. This kind of event, it could just go cray cray. Trump is our fuzzy friend. There's executive order 001. He's going to give billions to cool dudes. Crypto people will get rich. And you know what? This reminds me of 2017 yet again. All those crypto barons at that fucking conference gloating over whose magical token will get chosen, because the implicit agreement was, is once one got chosen, it would be illegal to be outside that system. Do you fucking understand what I just said, brothers and sisters? If you think the Bitcoin people are trying to give you freedom, you are dumb. What they are giving you is a digital noose. What they are doing is further extending the ghetto. The electronic ghetto. Yeah. If you think this is a good sign, you're wrong. That doesn't mean Ross Ulbricht's a bad person. It also doesn't mean that it's not good that an innocent person goes free. But if you think this is a good sign, you're deeply fucking confused. I stick with what I said on January the 10th, 2020. At the very end, before things really get real, they will open the prisons. They will free the slaves, at least, you know, the ones that they can get away with freeing. They will seem to be doing great and good things. It'll be like a love fest. And if you are at that moment not aware of what's going on around you, then you will be in a lot of trouble. And that's assuming that the fuzzy event that they're trying to cover up or trying to manage isn't the end times. And in that sense, we could all be in a lot of trouble. I don't know the truth of certain subjects of prophecy. Some people believe that a portion of the elect or a portion of those who are faithful will participate in a rapture, and they will be brought to heaven. With, you know, Jesus will come down on a cloud and he will bring those people to heaven. They will be brought to heaven and they will avoid the end times. Some people don't believe that. If you're a Christian and you don't even think the end times can happen, then you're probably a member of a church that might not be Christian. Because there are a lot of quote-unquote Christians that preach that the, you know, millennium happened, the end times was Nero, and everything's been great and we're all good and happy. Be careful, because to me, the wager is still Pascal's. It's not the variations of Christianity that's the wager. There is but one church. There are many buildings. There are many fakers. There are lots of people who will take your money. But with respect to Jesus Christ, there is only one church. I might be a member. I might not. And I'll find out come Judgment Day if I lived the kingdom life. I almost said enough of it. You don't get away with doing enough of it. You either live it or you don't. And if there is no God, then still the same thing stands. What the fuck have they been hiding the last 5 years? Because if you think they've been hiding this magical time of QAnon and 55 billion tons of gold in the Grand Canyon, if you think they've been hiding the fact that Hillary Clinton's really under arrest and Donald Trump is Moses, except Moses didn't get to go to the promised land. Moses Moses made one mistake in his 40 plus years of shepherding the chosen people through the desert, through the wilderness, through crazy after crazy. And he didn't ask for piles of gold, and he didn't ask for infinite lovers, and he didn't ask for giant castles. He simply asked for the kindness and love of God. Moses made one mistake, and he was prevented from entering the promised land. How the fuck is Donald Trump Moses? Once you get over the reality that no, God did not magically choose Trump, I will stake my life on it. I know I don't know the Lord's plan, but if there is a God, and God is the God that we think he is, there is no way in hell that Trump is following some plan that the Lord wants. There's only one way he would be doing it, and that is if these are the end times. If these are the end times, then Trump really is the dark John the Baptist, or whatever. He's going to be the sacrificial lamb. Something will happen in the next few months. If this is the end times, I don't think Trump makes it either way. And then you got J.D. Trance. Once they take Trump to the farm, you got J.D. Trance. And he's an interesting guy in the sense that he's a giant fucking question mark. And isn't it interesting that the Bible talks about such people, specifically one kind of person who would come along? And if you look at this person from the perspective of the superficial, you'll never get it. But if you can sense it, if you can feel it, if you get close to that person and all the hairs on the back of your head stand up, then you know exactly what's going on. A fuzzy event is an event that happens within a probability window. I believe the window for this fuzzy event opened in either late 2019 or early 20, but probably they made the decision in late 2019. In late 2019, whatever computer model they were following told them that whatever fuzzy event they were afraid of would happen with 100% likelihood in the next 5 years. And then they executed. They needed the lesser catastrophes. They needed the trauma monkeys. They needed all the substitutions for what your third eye was telling you, for what your own mind was telling you, your discernment, what the Holy Spirit was probably telling you. They needed you to grab onto something else. So you grabbed onto the monkey herpes or the BLM Antifa. You grabbed onto the Putin. You grabbed onto the drag queen story time. You grabbed onto the crazy Biden and his messed up son. You grabbed onto Trump with both of your arms. You hugged him so hard, it made you a little wet. You peed your pants. They gave us, if you wanted it, in a buffet, and it's really not over when you think about it. It's just switched. It's switched. But they gave us a buffet of limited hangouts, a buffet of sheepdogs, a buffet of situations of absurdity, a buffet of trauma monkeys and petty psyops. They gave us all of this to keep our minds off of something. And if the simple comparison or analogy is the one I've used in the past, it's a lot like, you know, well, kids, you know, the divorce lawyer's coming over, but you don't tell them that. Kids, you know, Aunt Fresco's taking you to see a movie. We have to meet with Mr. Thomason. We're going to have to talk to you about stuff. Daddy's staying at a hotel. So the kids are fed crap and they're given movies to watch, and they have all kinds of junk food because the parents are going through a process and they don't want their kids to know anything about it. The best explanation, that is the most conservative explanation, is that one, is that the last 5 years has been that, and it's not over. Really, this final crescendo is exactly what I predicted. I said, when it really does, when the bullshit winds down, when all this crap is ready to really tip over, it's going to seem as if the world is becoming free again. It'll be a giant deception. It'll be a lie. But it will be a lie that people would rather hold on to than a truth that is out there in the darkness and they don't even understand. So yeah. There was an article today about the Trump investment palooza involving artificial intelligence. I kind of think this is a limited hangout. If you ask me, the main policy of Trump right now, until the fat lady sings, and I think the fat lady is singing pretty soon, the main policy of Trump is to put a lot of money out there. And will it be inflationary? Of course. And perhaps they believe getting people into crypto, as weird as this sounds, will help. I mean, you think about it, the way I've described Bitcoin and crypto generally is it's kind of like a broken Windows machine. If you've ever read The Seen and the Unseen by Bastiat and then thought to yourself, well, a crooked person could read this and flip it over. Well, imagine you flipped it over and said, there's great business in broken windows. Like, I could go up and down the streets and break windows, and then I open up a shop, you know, to fix your windows. And then periodically I break my own window to say, aha, aha, look at this. Prima facie evidence, I don't break windows. You go up and down the street breaking windows, periodically you gotta break your own window. Yeah. Crypto is a broken windows machine. It's a furnace. You pour quote-unquote capital, but in reality you pour fiat into it. And I gotta tell you, I've done some fairly small-scale experiments. The digital coin clipping just removes it all. It goes away. And people say, well, how can that happen? Well, it's not magical, folks. It does require electricity. At the end of the day, you are churning juice. And if everybody got on Bitcoin, I really wish it. I hope it happens. Because as graph theory or topology problems go, Bitcoin could be the funnest ever. It's not what people think it is. And once it spins up to that level of complexity, the kind of the traveling salesman problem level, I think people are going to find out, yeah, you know. But then they'll say, oh, but we have a third party, Dan. Yeah, but you said you, no, Trump's behind us. We'll kill you if you remind us of the shit we said, Dan. In fact, they'll probably get a law passed. It is so fucked up, but we live in fucked up times. The crypto folks will get a law passed saying it's illegal to remind them of shit they said in the past. It'll be some type of fucked up. It'll be the drunken grandfather law. You know, they're just drunken grandfathers. You can't quote them from the past. Yeah, decentralized. Not under the control of government. There are so many lies that the crypto people have spun. No third parties required. It can't be financialized, can't be gamed. So much bullshit. But here's the fun part. A lot of people, even some of the people that listen to my fucking podcast, they need it to be true. You need it to be true. You need Ross Ulbricht, the hero, to be freed, irrespective of what the real story is. And you need crypto to be real now also, because if crypto is bullshit, then there are question marks, right? And they point back at people like Ross. And it doesn't mean Ross is a bad person. Like I said, I just don't think we remotely understand the story, and I can't really prove that he's a real person, okay? So, there was a headline in Zero Hedge today, 18,000 unionized Costco workers prepare to strike after vote passes. If it's a large ship stuck in the Suez Canal, if it's some cargo ships dodging pirates around the Horn of Africa, if it's aircraft falling out of the sky, is it cows exploding? Is it food processing plants catching fire? Is it cows and pigs and chickens having sex and making monkey herpes? Some type of weird bird flu? There ain't no more eggs. You can't get the beef. Where'd the bananas go? Oh, bananas got the herpes too. You can believe what you want about all these random stories that have one thing in common, their impact upon logistical networks. So whether it's a giant ship that gets stuck in the Suez, or some type of union of dock workers or, you know, truckers or whatever, or a trucker, what was that? The big trucker strike protest, a trucker protest. You can believe in exploding cows and frozen cows. And if you want to believe in chickens and cows and pigs having sex so that they all have the zoonotic monkey herpes bird flu, I don't care. You can believe the food processing plants are catching fire. You can believe that potato farmers are dumping their potatoes in the middle of nowhere. There are a lot of things you can believe. But the one thing all these stories have in common is that they're great excuses for logistical failure. They're great excuses for why, at some point in time, probably in the near future, there's not going to be anything at the grocery store. And at first, it's going to be, you know, hey, don't you remember the toilet paper shortage? Of course you do. The boy who cried wolf psyop. It prepared you for this. You are going to be sitting in your place because the electricity will work longer than their shortages. That's how it's going to work. You'll sit at your place. You'll know stuff's going to get there because, hey, wasn't the toilet paper shortage bullshit? Yeah. And just as an FYI, I can't go into a lot of detail, but I got a minor indication today in my real-life job that there are already some shortages popping up. And they could be just accidental, random background noise. It's just a point. It's not a line. It's not a pattern. But yeah, folks, between LA and a few other things, there's some weird stuff going on. And it doesn't neatly fit into more of the same, except for the Trump stuff. I think Trump's going to spend a ton of money. A ton of money. I think things will get inflationary, but here's the ticket. I think they know what I know, that it can't last that long, that any type of hyperinflationary situation is going to go critical very, very quickly. This is not the 1920s or 30s. Hyperinflation will lead to shortages almost overnight, and it will lead to breakdowns almost overnight. And if you want to say, well, the people in the city can grow sprouts in their kitchens, you can believe whatever bullshit you want to, brothers and sisters. If you think there's a way you're going to feed a city when this thing starts falling apart, assuming the best case, which is total economic collapse, you're fooling yourself. The cities will shrink just like the ancient cities shrunk when the empires collapsed. Rome shrunk. They started taking Rome apart about a century after, you know, the Western Roman Empire fell. And I mean taking it apart, brick by brick, stone by stone, because that was still useful stuff, even as rubble. You ever see the movie Lord of War? You know when Nicolas Cage lands that cargo plane on the highway? And it takes about a day for a bunch of people to take the whole thing apart. It's not going to take long for a lot of these places to implode. And we've had this conversation. You know, we're not dealing with people who are direct descendants of folks who lived on the frontier. We're dealing with the great, and well, really the great-great-grandchildren of frontiers people. You know, maybe some people have a closer connection. Maybe some people lived up in the woods as homesteaders in Alaska back in the day. Maybe you have a close memory of the land. But if you do, you're probably not living in a city, so I'm not talking to you. But a lot of the people that live in cities, a lot of them don't know how to survive. They know how to go to the grocery store. They can go to a job. They can go to a meeting. Maybe they're intelligent enough to write some code. Maybe they can go to a factory and push a button. But if it comes down to, can you provide for yourself if the grocery stores and the power plants and the gas stations go away? If all this stuff of modernity were to disappear, perhaps not forever. I mean, again, it could be optimism on my part that I compare the best case scenario to the 14th century crisis, but it could be 50 to 100 years. 50 to 100 years where things roll back. There might be electricity in some places. There might be places that still have cars driving around. But it could be 50 to 100 years before civilization gets back on track again. And that's my best case scenario. And if the fuzzy event they're covering up is economic collapse, then we are in the beginnings of it. And Trump, he's kind of like the cherry on the top of a shit sundae. He really is. Now, he's not a real cherry. And like the real ones, red dye, you'll probably get cancer. But that giant cherry is confusing people. That giant cherry is pulling people in. I mean, again, the better comparison is an anglerfish. He really does. He has that giant little bulb out in front so he can pull people in and just swallow them whole, you know. But that's assuming he's a person too. That's assuming that he represents anything but the interests of the deep state. And since I don't know what the deep state is beyond a concept, I don't know who they are, I don't know where they are. If you ask me, and somebody points to a news article saying the deep state's bunkers are there, the one thing I can say with certainty is they're not there. And if you read a news article that says this person is deep state, there's a fairly good chance it's not true. That's all I can tell you. These people are far better at hiding themselves than most realize. And things like the Bohemian Grove and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, these could be limited hangouts too, friends. You know, Illuminati, probably a limited hangout. Masons, probably a limited hangout. These are things that exist so that you feel like you're getting close to the truth, but you're never going to get there. Ever. Here's a quote from Donald Trump. I was saved by God to make America great again. I was saved by God to make America great again. Yeah. That is a Donald Trump quote. I was saved by God to make America great again. What do you think? If you're a Christian and you think that Trump was saved by God, then you have to ask yourself, what form does that take? Does he live the kingdom life? Do you truly believe that Donald Trump lives the kingdom life today? I mean, you can ignore his past if you want to. Christ saves. But do you think, as of today, he's living the kingdom life? And if I ask you that question a month from now, assuming a month from now is a thing, are you going to feel confident telling me a month from now that Donald Trump is living the kingdom life? And if you come back and say, well, the Lord uses wicked men and women, yeah, okay. But then you have to ask for what kind of role, and then what role do you play? Because I hate to break it to you. If the Lord is using wicked people to do wicked things, there's usually a lot of wicked people that go down that road too. And you're living on the same Death Star as me, pal. Trump was not saved by God to make America great again. I'm saying that with 100% certainty. A person of faith, I'm telling you, that didn't happen. If you need to believe it happened, I also understand that. I understand it because I understand self-medication, I understand drugs, I understand the desire to escape from everything. I get it. I do. I don't get when some of you stand on your high horse and judge others for the things they do to escape. That looks like hypocrisy to me. But I do get what you're doing. Just be careful to come back and say, why didn't somebody tell us that the Ross Ulbricht thing was actually a head fake? Don't do that. Don't come back 6 months from now and tell me that bullshit, assuming 6 months from now is a thing. Because it's not the end of the world. But a lot of shit is about to be flipped over. And if you think the internet is just going to work perfectly through all that, I think you're confused. If you think your cell phone is going to work perfectly through all that, you're confused. And if you like to spend all day making fun of shortwave radio and CB radio, you're really fucking confused. You know, if you can afford to purchase a shortwave radio and set it up correctly, if you can afford to purchase a CB radio and set it up correctly, and that means tuning your antenna and knowing how to use the radio. And by the way, I'm not doing a quickie little tutorial session on that right now. But if you have the common sense to know that those are skills you should learn, and as importantly, know how to put your equipment in a shielded space so that if there's EMP, if there's a Carrington event, your stuff is protected. There you go. You can try to do that. That could help you. And that could help your family. But pretending that reality isn't happening because Donald Trump is president isn't going to help you. It isn't going to help your family. That's the truth. And it won't matter. Because by the time it sinks into anybody listening to me, and unlikely they are because the people that maybe listen to me kind of at least understand what I'm saying, by the time people even think about posing these questions, it's going to be too fucking late. Okay, the music will stop, and you will find yourself in a place that's untenable. That doesn't mean you're doomed, but it does mean you've leveled up to the next game. It does mean you're survival situation is way more challenging than other people. If you find yourself 3 weeks into shortages and you're still asking the question, is this like the toilet paper shortage? If you find yourself 3 weeks into not being able to buy just fresh food, forget the canned food. The canned food might be there a lot longer, but imagine you're 3 weeks into a shortage of potatoes, vegetables, rice, grains, meat, cheese, eggs. Are you going to assume that by week 4, everything starts flowing again? Because I get it. It's the same reason why I go buy a 6-pack of beer. But brothers and sisters, if you're 3 weeks into it, you have very few options left. And by the time people really know what's going on, it's going to be a bunch of people trying to get out fast. And boy, the vultures of society, the demons, the actual crooks, the evildoers, they will take advantage of everybody in that traffic jam. They will pick it clean, just like that airplane in Lords of War. A lot of people will never get out of the city. They will figure it out too late, and they won't leave. That's the truth. And if you want to believe that what happened in LA is the worst disaster that's going to happen this year, I get it, because it's horrible to think the opposite. I'm simply saying the opposite's probably true, that it is not the worst thing in terms of natural disasters that's going to happen in 2025. And in terms of other types of events of similar magnitude, it's probably also not the worst. It doesn't mean we're doomed. We're not. And in terms of being saved, we are all saved through Jesus, all of us. We're not saved by Donald Trump. Donald Trump, I don't know what he is, but he's not here to save us. We are saved by God. As far as making America great again, we have to pick what year. What year was it when it was so great? Because just about every year there's a war, there's a group of people being rounded up, there are prisons being filled. Just about every year, groups are being moved from A to B without their fucking choice. And that's never ended. So will you give me the fucking year? But if you can't find one, or you agree with me, it's 1783 through, 1787 et al., whatever. If you agree with me that maybe we were a free country for 5 years, then okay. 1785 was a good year. That was a free year. We don't really study that year much, but probably that was one of those last actually free years. It is Tuesday, January the 21st, 2021, Boblimp Doc. I have a photo in the notes for this podcast, and it says, caption this photo. Why don't you just take a look at the photo and tell me what you see? I mean, it's funny. It's kind of like that. It's a weird version of that photo of the crowd of Nazis and the one dude not, like, being a Nazi. But in this case, it's like a lot of people who are kind of in a weird cult, and a couple people who look like they're concerned. I don't know. It's weird. You caption the photo for me. Tuesday, January the 21st, already Trump is doing tremendous miracles. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he turns out to be the greatest thing since ever, and everything is fantastic again. I doubt that's going to happen. I seriously doubt it. I think the likelihood is zero, but I'd love to be wrong. I would. I'm probably not, and that also doesn't fucking matter. You should enjoy this. If you get into this, if you believe this is real, you need to enjoy this. This might be the last big party for you. Okay? You need to savor all of this mega, 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 because what is coming is not going to be that. And so if you get a big paycheck or a big bonus, if all of a sudden there's $1 million in your checking account, I mean, I would do some thinking and I would look at a map. And I'd probably buy that cabin you've been thinking of buying, and I'd probably work remote for the next couple years. Though I don't think it's going to take a couple years. Whatever. If you need it, you need it. I get it. Because it doesn't fucking matter. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.